Maybe you sketch in your free time, have a leading role in community theater production, or dance in a semi-professional company. Whatever your arts interest, there are abundant opportunities to pursue it in college. I'm Brooke Thames from Bucknell University.
And I'm Becca, also from Bucknell University. On this episode of College Admissions Insider, we're covering a topic that was recommended by you, our listeners. We'll be chatting with two current Bucknell students about their involvement in the arts. We'll talk about how they found opportunities on campus to get involved, what their activities look like, and more.
So let's start with some introductions. Can you give us your name, major, and an overview of the arts that you're involved in outside of the classroom?
So I'm Jordan. I'm a sophomore mechanical engineering major, and I'm minoring in dance and math. On campus, I am an arts merit scholar in dance, so I'm involved in Bucknell Dance Company, and I'm also involved in Showcase. Just this past semester, I danced in Showcase, as well as I was a choreographer, and I'll be in Main Stage, which is Bucknell Dance Company's show, at the end of the semester.
Exciting. Awesome. My name is Claire. I'm a junior at Bucknell. I'm a history major and film and media studies minor. I'm the president of the first all-gender a cappella group at Bucknell called Two Past Midnight. I'm a member of the Cap and Dagger Theater and Dance Club. I've also previously participated in Cocktail Theater, Bucknell Choir, and I was also in the Arts Residential College.
Wow. So before we dive into all of your arts activities here at Bucknell, let's take things back to before college. Did you explore your arts interests in high school or discover them once you got here?
So a lot of my experience with the arts started when I was really, really young. My dad was in a band and my mom played piano and sang. So they were really involved in music. And so when I was 3 years old, my mom put me in dance class. And so that's kind of what introduced me to it. And so a lot of my passion for music and the arts and stuff like that kind of stemmed from dance class and also my parents. And then they also put me in community theater when I was 7. So I've been continuing with like dance classes and participating in music like choir, piano lessons, as well as doing different theater productions like community theater and school productions from like elementary school to high school. So it really has been like such a huge part of my life.
I was very similar. I started dancing from a very young age at the YMCA, which I'm sure lots of people can relate to. And I kind of kept dancing not too much throughout my middle school and elementary school experience, just one or two times a week. And I did a whole lot of other sports, pretty much every other sport you can think of. So I had lots of different things I was up to. But my freshman year in high school, I decided I really wanted to start devoting myself to dance. I decided to start doing more ballet. I started going on in pointe shoes. So just throughout my high school experience, I ended up doing a huge amount more dance, and I even danced competitively. So I did find a lot of my interest in the arts and dance specifically through high school. But going to Bucknell, I've kind of gotten to a wider scope within dance.
It's awesome to hear a bit about your history with your different interests. And while you've been heavily involved in the arts over the years, you're both currently majoring in disciplines outside of the arts. But did you ever consider pursuing dance, music, or theater before selecting a major on your application? And what led you to choose differently?
I definitely thought about it a lot. I definitely thought about pursuing it just as a major for a little bit, but that did not get very far because I just didn't really want to be a part of the professional dance world. I also had a lot of injuries throughout my senior year, so I just didn't really feel like I was super equipped to handle just how much it is physically to be in professional dance. So I did think about doing it as a double major, but there's very few places where you can do engineering and dance and have them both be very high quality majors. So then I looked more into minoring in dance or just being part of a really serious dance club at one of the schools I was looking at. But I ended up finding Arts Merit and just the dance minor program in general at Bucknell. And I really fell in love with the scholarship. I loved my experience here for Arts Merit Weekend. So I just ended up going for the Bucknell program.
Can you describe what Arts Merit is for our listeners?
Yes. Arts Merit is a scholarship that they have set up for pretty much anyone who has any kind of interest in the arts. You apply for it before you come here. You can do it on your application. It's a separate scholarship application. For dance specifically, we sent in kind of a dance reel. And then from there, they invited us to audition over Arts Merit Weekend. But it completely depends on what you're doing it for. And there's an incredibly wide variety of different just kind of arts that you can do it with. I know there's film, creative writing, theater, of course. So lots of different options. And I recommend it to every single person I give a tour to.
Awesome. That's really cool. I know a lot of really awesome people in the Arts Merit Scholarship area. And for me, it's kind of similar for me. I actually really thought I would be a theater major, especially when I was in elementary school and middle school. Fun fact, I specifically wanted to be an actress slash historian slash author, and that's the order I wanted it to be in when I was younger. So my passion for history was always there, but the arts was such a big part of my life that I really thought that was what I wanted to do. And a lot of people also told me like, oh, like you should pursue that. That would be great for you. But then kind of once high school came around, I'm not going to lie, I kind of realized, at least for me, it wasn't the most realistic supportive path. And that kind of led me to the conclusion that even though I would be majoring in something else like history, because I'm really, really passionate about that, I could still participate and do the things that I love. Like I could still do community theater. I could still participate in different like musical groups and take dance classes and stuff like that. So that was really important to me, was making sure I can do it all, but I didn't necessarily have to major in it.
And so even though you made the decision not to major in your art form, was it important for you to be able to continue it in college? And how did that affect your college search process and ultimately your decision to choose Bucknell?
It definitely was important for me to participate in a lot of my artistic interests in college. And that's really the reason why like the arts residential program at Bucknell really drew me to the school, because not only would I be surrounded by and living with people who were interested in the same things as me, like who were interested in music, musical theater, dance, but I also would be participating in a lot of artistic events. What's cool is that they have like a section called Common Hour, and that's just basically a block of time where you get to hang out with like everyone in the program and you get to participate in a lot of different like artistic events. Like we did a lot of like dance workshops. We even like delve into like poetry and stuff like that. So that was really awesome. And I also was drawn to Bucknell's curriculum as well, because a lot of our curriculum, what is kind of stressed is this idea of taking classes that are required for your major, but also taking classes that are outside of your major. So in that way, I would have the opportunity to like take classes in theater, music, and dance. But also I think our curriculum also allowed me to focus on a lot of new interests outside of the artistic interests I had. So it definitely was an important part in choosing, you know, Bucknell.
Jordan, you mentioned that you are an Arts Merit Scholar, so you were embedded in arts from the very start. So I'm curious, can you tell us a little bit about your experience once you got on campus? Were there opportunities that you discovered more organically?
So Arts Merit, it really is its own kind of like little core group of people. We all really know each other within every year, and really pretty much the second you get on campus, Professor Knox, who is our modern dance professor here, she set up a meeting with all of us, talked to us about what classes we were taking, figured it out. And it is part of the requirements, at least for me, as of my scholarship. I believe they have changed a few things for the year below us. It was a requirement that we are in a dance class every semester. So I did already have support in being in a dance class. I remember I had a really difficult schedule. Being in engineering, you tend to have a little bit of a packed first semester just because of one of the classes we take just has a very large block in it. So it made it a little bit difficult for me to enroll in a dance class, but they were incredibly helpful with it, which is a big part of why I loved Bucknell so much, because they actually let me take half of a ballet class and half of a modern class to fill up my semester requirement. But throughout Arts Merit, with the requirements it has, you are required to be in a show. I know it used to be that you were required to be in Showcase. So all the first year Arts Merit scholars would be in Showcase. First year Arts Merit scholars in dance would be in Showcase. So that was already something that you were expected to be a part of, you got to be a part of, and it's a really great introduction into Bucknell dance and arts and everything along those lines. But they just kind of keep recommending new things for you to do every single semester. I can't even begin to be a part of every single opportunity that I have within dance here.
And so just from what you've described so far, you are both incredibly involved. Can you help give our listeners some perspective? How would you gauge your level of involvement? And how do you balance your academics with everything that you're doing outside of that?
For me personally, it really depends on the semester. Some semesters I'm much more heavily involved because I do have a little bit of a lighter schedule. But some semesters I have a much heavier schedule, of course, and I'm a little bit less involved. This semester I had some credits for a couple math classes, so I was taking a few less, you know, like engineering classes. So I thought it would be a good chance for me to get a little bit more involved. And it is also traditional for Arts Merit in dance and just people who are minoring in dance in general to choreograph in Showcase during their second semester of their sophomore year. So I did get to do that this semester. That was my way of being a little bit more involved and obviously taking on an opportunity that you really don't have at a lot of other schools. I was really excited to choreograph, definitely going to do it again. But personally for me, I don't think I'm going to be a part of Showcase again as a dancer. I definitely like to do it again as a choreographer. And I'll probably always be involved in Main Stage, which is Bucknell Dance Company's show that they have every semester. But I'm not quite as involved as I technically could be. I'm not in really any like executive or leadership positions within dance. But that does tend to come as you move up in years. So like junior and senior year. So I'd say I'm like 50% involved maybe right now, but I could definitely kick it up a notch if I chose to, which is a really nice option to have.
Yeah, that's definitely a really good point. I know for me, I feel like honestly, I kind of have like actually taken a little bit of a step back in some of my interests, at least in dance and theater, because I feel like music, I'm really a big part of it. I have a lot of friends in the music department, and also being in Two Past Midnight, that's just been such an amazing outlet. And I also did act in Cocktail Theater, which is basically like a 10-minute play directed by a fellow student, which was super fun. But overall, I actually have been doing a lot less dance and theater performances than I thought I would prior to college. So it's been really interesting for me. And I think it's kind of been nice to kind of take a step back and also just kind of find new interests, like my interest in film and creative writing and stuff like that, while also still like supporting the arts by seeing like the theater and dance performances. So hopefully in the future I can audition for like the dance showcase. I think that would be really awesome. Kind of like dip my toes in that again. But yeah, for me, I think like, especially being the president of an a cappella group who has to schedule a lot of things, I think, like Jordan said, one of the most important things is time management. And I really do think that Bucknell does have a good support system for that, especially because we're a liberal arts school. Like they really do encourage getting involved in so many different types of activities. So I think that's also one of my favorite things about Bucknell is just having that availability to be involved in so many things. So the main thing to do is just to really manage your time, but it's okay to take time off of stuff like I did. But you know, you always have the option to go back to it if you want.
Along with involvement in any activity at any level comes community. And so can you tell us how your involvement in the arts has helped you become embedded in Bucknell and find belonging here?
For me, a lot of my community and support system really stems from the Arts Res College, Two Past Midnight, and then also Cap and Dagger Theater and Dance Club. I have to say, like my best friends to this day were the people that I met through the Arts Residential College right on my first day of orientation at Bucknell. And they have been such a great support system. Two Past Midnight has also been super welcoming, really a really strong support system for me. I think there's something really special about getting to connect with other students, like through creating music, like without any instruments, just using your vocals. And that has just been really awesome. And they truly are like the most welcoming people. And that's also with Cap and Dagger as well. I think what's really great about also with Cap and Dagger is that they welcome people who participate in theater and dance, but they also accept people who, you know, are just really enthusiastic about theater and dance. Like you don't have to like participate in it, but you can just be really enthusiastic about it. And, you know, you find all those commonalities, which I think is really, really cool. And so those groups for me have been absolutely amazing. And yeah, there's just something really special about creating art with so many different people.
I definitely had a very similar experience. I was not in the Arts Residential College, though definitely something I recommend, especially they really encourage it for Arts Merit Scholars. I was in a different res college. I was in Discovery, which I did find a lot of my friends through Discovery Residential College. But what's really nice about being so involved here with dance and with lots of other things, of course, is that you can kind of have a foot in a lot of different circles. Like you don't have to just choose one thing to be a part of on campus. I would say I'm just as close with my friends from my first year hall as I am with the people in dance. One of the people I dance with is actually, I'm going to be rooming with her next year. So I'd say it's just a really nice community to have because like you said, it really is you're creating art with all these other people. And it's also really nice that it's a group of, you know, it's not a group of first years, of sophomores, of juniors, it's everyone, you know, kind of everyone's the same. Everyone's there to make their art. Again, for me, it's dance. And everyone just is really there to like have fun and enjoy what they're doing, especially at Bucknell because we have so many different like arts programs and the dance minor is really nice because no one's really there looking to necessarily try and go professionally. They're all here because they just really love to dance and want to keep it in their life.
I appreciate so much how each of you have described the community and support that you've received from being a part of the arts community at Bucknell. I'd love to end with maybe just a snippet of what has been your favorite part in your time so far.
Easily, it has been the chance to choreograph a dance. That's something I've wanted to do for a really long time. I got to choreograph a little bit of my final solo my senior year, and I've absolutely loved it ever since. So I'm really grateful that we have the choreography class. It's called Dance Composition. And I got to choreograph on 4 absolutely amazing dancers this semester. We just had showcase about a week ago. It's a really incredible opportunity to have, as well as all the different leadership positions we have here. You know, we have student directors, assistant directors that are students. So the dance program in general has given me so many opportunities that I really never expected to have, which I'm really incredibly grateful for.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I definitely agree with all that. This might be a little cheesy. We kind of already talked about it. But I know for me, my favorite part about the arts community at Bucknell truly is the people that you meet. And I really think that a lot of these bonds that you make, they truly do last a long time, like a whole lifetime. Especially at Bucknell, our alumni connections are super strong, especially because we do have that like smaller population. And so with that, you know, you'll find yourself connecting with a lot of our alumni who were involved in the same groups as you. I know for me, I've connected with so many people who were in 2 Past Midnight, and they're such cool people. And like, you get to hear about what they're doing career-wise and getting to learn about like their experiences being in the same group that you were in. And in the future, you might find yourself returning to these communities as an alum yourself, which I think is really, really cool. So I definitely think like the people that you not only meet like at your time, but also all of the alumni you meet and all the people who were involved in the same things as you, that connection definitely bridges, you know, across time, which I think is really nice.
Well, I've loved hearing about all of your experiences in dance and theater and music and beyond. And I'm sure this will be a really inspiring episode for the high schoolers who are listening. So thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to everyone out there listening. If you're a fan of the podcast, please take a moment to rate, subscribe, and share this episode with the artists in your life.
We'll be back with another episode in a few weeks. In the meantime, send your questions, comments, and episode ideas to podcast@bucknell.edu. We read every note.
And finally, you're invited to follow Bucknell on your favorite social media apps. Just look for @BucknellU on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. You can also follow our student-run Instagram account, which is @IamRayBucknell.
Definitely check out some more artists on there. Until next time, keep on reaching for your dreams and your dream school.